This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Abraham Martinez. Date of birth, October the 3rd, 1993. Case ID number is 549-5327. Date of exam, June the 6th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes. Medical records from Dr. Javier Cortinez, dated 2/8/23 and 1/14/22, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 3/20/23. Identifying information, this is a 29-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of fractured hips and femurs. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was January the 12th, 2022, where he worked as a pipe fitter in the oil refinery for approximately 5 years and also as a forklifter for 3 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant does have his GED, and he did go to a trade school where he received a certificate as an electrician. At the present time, he lives with his parents in a house and is not working at this time. Allegations, number one, fracture hips and femurs. History of allegation, number one, fracture hip and femur. The claimant states that on January the 12th, 2022, he was in a motor vehicle accident when a car tried to cut in front of him, and to avoid an accident, he turned and swayed his car to the right side, causing his car to roll over. He was the driver of the car, and he did not have a seatbelt on at the time. The claimant sustained a right femur fracture and a left hip fracture. He was diagnosed with a displaced mid-cervical fracture of the left femur and a displaced transverse fracture of shaft of right femur. Both injuries were closed fractures. Claimant went on to have two surgeries performed, the first one being a open reduction internal fixation of the left hip femoral fracture with poor results. Eventually, another surgery had to be done where he had a left total hip replacement with arthroplasty with good results. He also had a diagnosis of non-union of a subcapital fracture of the left hip with retained orthopedic hardware. The claimant had a right femur shaft intramedullary nailing with rod placement with good results. His main problem was with his left hip, where a second surgery had to be performed to correct the problem. The claimant was diagnosed with x-rays. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the morning every day. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, sometimes squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He does have an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses mostly when he goes out. His physician is Dr. Jose Mario Morina and Dr. Serra Torres. He is presently on no medications for pain. And his physical activity includes walking around the house. His other daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing light exercise. He was diagnosed with a displaced mid-cervical fracture of the left femur, which was a closed fracture, which was treated with two surgeries, and also a displaced transfer fracture of the shaft of the right femur, which was also a closed fracture, with a rod and screw placement, which had good results. Family history: the father is 56 and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. The mother is 55 and in good health. Medications: acetaminophen / codeine number 3, 1 tablet Q4 hours, PRN for pain, diclofenac 75 milligrams BID, Ketorolac 10 milligrams QID. The claimant states he uses these medications, PRN, as needed, but usually he does not take any medications at this time. Major surgeries: number 1, open reduction internal fixation of the left hip femoral fracture with poor results. Resulting in a left total hip replacement / arthroplasty with better results. Also, the claimant had a right femur shaft intramedullary nailing and rod placement for the fracture that he had on the right side of the femur. His condition is stable on the right side. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 222 pounds, height 5 feet and 5 and 6.5 inches tall, BP 143 over 93 mmHg, heart rate 68 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 36. General: this is a 29-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant has a 12-centimeter and a 2-centimeter hip scar of the femur, as well as a 6-centimeter lateral gluteus scar on the right side. He also has a 4-centimeter low vertical femoral scar where a rod was placed. On the left side, he has a 26-centimeter vertical hip lateral scar, which appears to be intact. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for the areas where surgery was performed on his hip. There was normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position it was 60 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He does have a cane that he uses for stability. However, the claimant was able to walk around the room without the assistive device. Neurological exam. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the left hip, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction at both hips from hip fractures, which have been corrected with surgery. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 5 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to left, mild left hip discomfort. Probable diagnoses, number one, fractured hips and femurs, secondary to a motor vehicle accident, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to be doing fairly well at this time, and physical examination was grossly normal. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Abraham Martinez.